Research conducted by the Prairie Swine Center shows pork producers can reduce their feed costs and their carbon footprint by increasing the inclusion of high-fiber byproducts in the diet. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Diets for growing pigs. Can we reduce feed costs and the carbon footprint? Will be discussed as part of the Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2021, set for November 16th and 17th via Zoom. Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan and an adjunct research scientist nutrition with the Prairie Swine Center, says, as monogastric pigs don't have a large enteric output of greenhouse gases, so the carbon footprint is already relatively small, but about 60% of that footprint comes from the diet.
What we were really interested was how we can reduce the carbon footprint of pork production by modifying the diet. A lot of the work is done with modeling, so we know, for example, the inputs that go into growing that crop. What we were really interested in is with the increased use of byproducts, which are high in fiber, would that have an effect on the enteric output of greenhouse gases from the pig? That's those gases that are produced during digestion, is really small to begin with. We wanted to make sure, even though it's small, that it's not increasing. And we measure these by having the pigs in a small room. The room is completely enclosed. The room is airtight. All the air that's coming in is HEPA filtered, so it's absolutely clean. And then we can measure the gases produced by the pigs within this room. It's just as simple as taking air samples. We measure the airflow in and out of these rooms. We can estimate the greenhouse gases produced by the pigs and by the manure that is produced by these pigs.
Dr. Beaulieu says by utilizing these high-fiber byproducts, producers can lower their feed costs and produce pork with a lower carbon footprint. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.